And I believe we're supposed to have a short wrap-up in which, from the organizers, but I believe, Wolfgang, are you giving some comments, do I understand, or is...
Yeah, so this conference is coming to an end, and I believe we are witnessing here the birth of a new field at the intersection of atomic and condensed matter physics, and one of our purposes was to break down the barriers between atomic and condensed matter physics to facilitate the birth of this field. And we asked Wolfgang to give us his comments in the last few minutes on where we are and where he thinks we are going. So please.
Well, I think that's not fair, because at lunch I was put under the assumption that Peter and Emmanuel would share their insight, and they told me sort of all the serious predictions they would make, where the field is moving to, and Emmanuel promised that he would summarize the highlights of this meeting. And then I felt, well, if I have those two people who, you know, make those insightful comments, I can maybe end with just something, well, silly or down to earth, and it seems that's what you are left with. So maybe what I wanted to say is, after those serious comments, which you don't hear now, is that I think it's worthwhile, with all this excitement about new systems, to remind ourselves that we are not controlling nature. Nature is allowing us to play with her. And I also want to remind us that the big progress in the field had this moment of discovery and serendipity. I mean, I can go back and say, well, what would be laser cooling without the discovery of the magneto-optic trap? What would be the field of nano-Kelvin atoms without this tremendous efficiency of evaporative cooling? But just closer to home, with Feshbach resonances, for many, many years, my own impression and the result of my and other people's research was that, well, Feshbach resonances, the gain is not worth the pain. We had such tremendous losses. And that suddenly changed in 2003 when Christoph Salomon's group in Paris realized that Feshbach resonances and fermions, just pure gain and no pain. And such a singular observation, which, as far as I know, was in nobody's proposal, was not anticipated by anybody. Well, it was explained soon afterwards by Jora, Christoph and others. But something which was not predicted has really profoundly changed the field. All the work which was presented here in many talks on strongly interacting fermions simply depends on this one element, which, in my view, I would not have dared to ask nature for it. So, in a way, what will happen in the next few years? Well, will we have bipolar molecules? Will we have all these, you know, fantastic new phases of matter? I think we'll have some of them, but which one we get, I guess that's in the hand of nature, and we will see what nature allows us to play with.
Okay, this conference is now over.
Workshop for us, and we should hear all of them. I have a long applause, because it's really wonderful to be here.